The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Can't complain too much. We are going to have an open line today. So, any of your favorite topics, folks, this is the day to do it. I got a feeling we'll be talking a little bit about immigration. Illegal and otherwise. But first, I do have a, loosely constructed stupid regulation of the week. It's just actually an act by the Baltimore police, which is rather astounding. This couple went to a Baltimore baseball game and got lost on the way home. Ended up in a section of Baltimore, let's see, some south side. The Cherry Hill section of South Baltimore, I have no idea. Maybe somebody knows where that is.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I'm suspecting something because of where it was, but I don't know. Anyway, they lost their way, and they wanted directions to Interstate 95. So, they found a cop car. They pulled over, hailed the cop car, and he said, "Thank goodness, can you please get us on I-95? And the cop says, the first thing the cop said was, "You just ran the stop sign, pull over." And the victim said, "Oh, it wasn't a big deal, we'll pay the stop sign violation, but can we have directions?" And then the officer said, You found your own way in here, you can find your own way out.
A police officer said that.
The couple spotted another police vehicle and flagged that officer down for directions, but Officer Natalie Preston, the first one, who wouldn't give directions, intervened. It says, "My partner's not going to step in front of me and tell you directions if I'm not."
Very nice.
Things just got worse from there. Kelly, the victim, pulled 40 feet forward, parking next to a curb, and put his flashes on while Brooke, the other victim, was on the phone to her father, hoping he could help her with directions. But both her parents, by the way, are police officers in the Harrison, Pennsylvania area. And Brooke's father was in the middle of giving directions when the officers screeched up behind, got out of the car, and asked them to step out. And Kelly says, the victim, "I obeyed everything, stepped out of the car, put my hands behind my back, and the next thing I knew, I was getting arrested for trespassing."
Trespassing?
For being on a public street. I don't get it. And, quote, "By this time, I was completely in tears," Brooke said. I said, "Ma'am, you know, we just need your help. We're not trying to cause you any trouble. I'm not leaving him here." What she did was walk over to my side of the car and said, "Okay, we're taking you downtown, too." Collins said the couple was released from jail without being charged with anything. Brooke is now concerned the arrest and the complicated criminal background check she's going through in her job as a child care worker. Collins said police left Kelly's car unlocked and the windows down at the impounded lot. he reported a cell phone charger and a pair of sunglasses and 20 CDs were stolen. Baltimore City Police said they are looking into the incident.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Isn't that incredible?
My God. What a nightmare.
We serve and protect. That's just one more incident. I know it's an isolated incident, folks. I know that's probably not yet not the norm for police. But to me, it's just one more small indication of the direction this country is headed. I just can't imagine any cop 50 years ago doing that.
Well, someone
it'd be helpful.
You
ask for directions. The cops, the ones that are going to help you more than anybody, right?
Right, you look for the cops when you need directions
right.
or assistance.
I suspect you there's a racial overtone to this story.
Yeah. I can't think of any other reason.
I can't think of any other reason either. You know, it's the only thing I can think of going into the cop's mind. The cop is black. This might be a black area. These people might be white.
Mm-hmm.
And she senses a fear amongst the white people in the black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so she considers them that they have prejudice against blacks. So she's not going to help them out of their fear. That's the only thing I can figure is what would go on in this cop's mind.
And this is totally
outrageous.
This is an assumption by you. You don't know
right.
the details.
I don't know the details. No. I'm just trying to think of one possible scenario why the cop wouldn't help out.
Right, right.
And that's the only one I can come up with.
And that's not even a legitimate reason.
And it's not a legitimate reason.
Right,
it's a horrible
right.
reason, but it kind of would explain it, maybe, somewhat.
Well, yeah.
But it's again, yeah, it's just one more. It's one more thing, folks. It's just our society, our culture, our American culture is broken. It's broken by a lot of things, including divide and conquer and fear. A lot of fear going on. A lot of fear of illegal aliens. A lot of fear of terrorists. The thing is, folks, if you look at people who have been murdered by terrorists in this country, and you compare that with what government has done to its own citizens here in this country, jailed them for one thing, just we have more people per capita in jail, in prison, than anywhere else in the world. Many of them in for nonviolent offenses, offenses that in my opinion shouldn't even be crimes, such as possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Possession of marijuana, which is never, a drug of which has never killed anybody, compared to you look at all the legal drugs that kill people all the time.
Alcohol,
tobacco, Prozac.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really sad. And of course, if you generalize it throughout the world, what governments have done in the 20th century, murdering into the tune of over 100 million people. And then, yes, the people clamor for government for more control to protect themselves. Well, I would suggest again, as I said before, who's going to protect us against our protectors? Our so-called protectors. Who, by the way, Supreme Court has ruled there is no constitutional mandate that they have to protect you. It's gone to court before. It's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. People have sued the police for not responding properly in a violent incident, and the Supreme Court ruled that there's no constitutional mandate. The police are not obligated to protect you. And in fact, when they murder American citizens, as was what happened in Ruby Ridge by FBI agent sharpshooter Lon Hariuchi, when the state of Idaho tries to indict and convict him for first-degree murder, the federal government steps in and says, he's got immunity. He's a government official. He's got immunity. You can't press charges against this guy. Supposed to be government of the people, by the people, for the people, folks, and I'm sorry. Whether or not that was ever true, it certainly is an illusion now, or delusion. We have those controlling against the controlled. It's the law of the brute. It's the law of brute force. It's the oldest form of so-called government in history. It's the oldest form, the most barbaric form social order in history. You would think by now, by 2006, that we would have evolved into a little more humane manner of governing ourselves. But instead, it's force. The use of force, and it's totally contrary to the dream, the legacy the endowment of our founding fathers, which was to recognize the worth of every individual pursuing his or her own life stream without the interference of government, and pretty much to allow whatever behavior that human being engaged in as long as it didn't encroach on the equal rights of others to the same. Remember that liberty is the only thing you cannot have unless you are willing to give it to others. That was the dream. That's what, even though it wasn't practiced perfectly, even though it wasn't for everyone, that legacy, I think, brought this country to be the most prosperous, freest country in the history of man. And unfortunately, almost silently, as the frog is slowly boiled in the pot, the concept of the free man has been taken over by the old barbaric concept of force, of master and slave. And that's, folks, frankly, what we have. It might be more sophisticated. We don't have as many whips and chains, maybe, as your traditional looking at slavery has. Let's say we have the income tax, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and all the other alphabet agencies who swarm houses and camouflage an automatic weapon when they arrest without knocking. That's the law of the brute, folks. It's a police state. And if they can pull you over while driving for anything, including not protecting yourself with a seatbelt the way they think is best to protect yourself, supposedly, they're sending a signal that they can pull you over for anything at any time. But they have control over you. They have control over your own lives. Now, some people are starting to get it. Some people are starting to see that the Bush administration is just full of it. That they're just grasping for power, for empire. And they're using the excuse of this fear about terror and foreigners. To enslave us. Because the thing is, folks, once you have enough money, you're prosperous. Once you're comfortable, then unfortunately, the next lure, the next, I'll call it satanic only in a metaphorical way, lure. The evil lure is to play God. There's a natural tendency of man just want to play God. Want to have control, want to have power over people. And usually, in their own minds, it's for the good of humanity. It's good for themselves. They know better, see. They know better for you than you know for yourself. So they want to play God with your life. They want to control what you can and cannot do. And that's the antithesis of freedom, folks. This is not what the framers, as the more politically correct term is, founding fathers, I think, prefer. That's not what they intended. That's not what, if there is a God, God intended. I mean, life seems to me as meaningless unless it's self-directed. Unless you're making your own choices. If you're just a robot being directed by others, what value does that life have? Oh, you can, get a sensory deal, eat some food, you know, that tastes good, and have sex that feels good, and drink water that satisfies your thirst. And I guess satisfy the most base of instincts. But humanity, man, is supposed to be more than that. Is he not? Is she not? Isn't life supposed to be a lot more than that? Isn't life about creating and producing and loving and interacting in a peaceful manner voluntarily? Everyone pursuing their own dreams? Isn't that what it's supposed to be about? It's not that way, folks, when you have to ask permission for everything you do, virtually. If you want to put a fence up in your yard, get permission. Some communities, I believe, Sleepy Hollow doesn't even allow that.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything with your house, virtually, get a permit. Want to drive the streets, get a license. You want a certain type of job, get a license, get a permit, get a join a club, join a group, be forced into joining something, like the old guilds. Again, folks, that's, in my mind, that's not freedom. It's time we toppled the existing regime. I'm not advocating violence. I love to do this peacefully. But everybody keeps on voting for the Republicans and the Democrats, and they keep on getting the same thing. Only the results are only different on the absolute margin. Fractions of percentages of difference in spending in one policy area or another. And the Democrats will throw red meat to the environmentalists in rhetoric. And the Republicans will throw red meat in rhetoric on immigration. Or gays. But nothing's done about those things anyway. It's just red meat rhetoric. To satisfy the gut instinct of the left or the right. Divide and conquer is what people do when they have power and want to keep it and want to increase it. They set up these phony battlefields amongst rich and poor, black and white, young and old. Republicans and Democrats, left and right. When there's really no Americans versus foreigners, terrorists versus Americans. They set these phony battles up to divide and then they conquer with power. And I would suggest, folks, as well, if you keep on doing what you've always done, you'll keep on getting what you've always got. And politically, that's so true. You keep on voting the Republicans or the Democrats, and you keep on getting the same thing, and we'll go down to a deeper, deeper road, deeper, deeper rut, enslaved by power, totally missing the road of freedom that our founding fathers intended, that God intended, or natural law, if you will, intended. So, I sincerely suggest, folks, that we take a different direction. I believe it's the libertarian direction. That's the only direction of freedom that I know. Oh, the libertarians, we get into power, they'll be the same, I hear. And that may be true. But it takes a few years. It takes a few years to get entrenched in the power to become corrupt. It doesn't happen overnight. And if libertarians start to go corrupt, then knock them out, too. But it's time we have a fundamental change in this country, folks. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call, 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including school reform news, environment and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings and thank you for your support. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. The board is clear right now, so here's your shot to get right in. Instead of calling 2 minutes before the show ends and then wondering why you can't get on. Well, in the meantime, I'll talk a little bit about immigration. And I've talked about it before. I understand the emotions that people think their country is just being taken over by illegals. And I understand that if there are governments, then governments usually will set certain rules by which what governs proper immigration procedure. But I'd like you all to just think past that for a little bit. And instead of organizing folks into governments, government entities, just think of people as individuals. If an individual is productive and wants to work, I don't care what color they are, I don't care what country they come from, it seems to me I'm going to be better off as long as they're a productive person, as long as they're not trying to leech onto me or others. It seems to me the real problem of immigration is not that people want to come in here and work and be productive. That's a good thing. Why would one want to make that illegal? The problem is the welfare involved. It seems to me. You boss the welfare, you boss the free, so-called free education and free health care.
and all the other types of welfare that are available. First of all, the riffraff ain't going to come, folks. Riffraff are attracted to those things. If you eliminate those things, you're going to attract productive people who are just going to be beneficial. So I guess I quite don't understand why people are so up in arms about this from that aspect, I mean, against immigrants per se or illegal immigrants per se. Why don't we fix the problem what it is? In my opinion, it's the welfare aspect of immigrants coming to the country and expecting something for nothing. That's what I object to. I'd like to hear your opinion. 847-931-1410. Let's go to Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Ken. You know, Vicente Fox, his government has written a book on how these people should come up here illegally. And if their government wasn't so corrupt, people would want to stay there. I work with many people from south of the border, and many of them say that they would like to go back, but because of the job situation there, they can't. And many of them are sending their money back, and I think this is one of the reasons that Vicente Fox wants to keep this going. The United States is a cash cow for Mexico, and it's just too bad that they are so corrupt down there. But the reason I called was I would like to know if the Libertarian Party is going to run a candidate for president. And one of the reasons I'm asking is I stopped the gas Saturday night, and who was on the front page of the Tribune, which I did not buy, is good old Hillary Clinton. And I am so sick of these Clintons, but they are promoting her.
Oh, well, and she's probably going to win.
Well, it's not that she would win. Everything would be set. In other words, the voting machines can be set. I do not like these machines. I do not like them at all. And if she wins, it's not because the people wanted her. It's because of the manipulation, because I don't know.
Well, it's quite possible. I'm sure at least most people would agree that the possibility of corruption exists as long as there's no paper trail.
Right.
It's absolutely there. And I think it's happened before, and yes, it could happen again. I would agree with that.
Well, there are a lot of people that know for a fact, and this is not conspiracy theory, it's fact, that people that have been invited to the Bilderbergers meetings, and this is another corrupt elite that want to rule the world, you become president. Clinton was, Bill was invited over there, and also Hillary was there also. And after Bill came, that came back from Bilderberger meetings, he was elected. You know, they had him run because who heard of Bill Clinton before the election? Nobody. You know, he was an unknown.
Virtual unknown.
Right, he was.
To the Arkansas people, he was known for passing 121 tax increases.
Yes.
In his term.
That's right. And then he was also known for the drug trafficking from...
Right, the main airport.
Main airport, right.
Right.
And the two little boys, young boys, were killed, and many people were killed when Clinton was in office.
Right.
But Hillary does scare me.
She scares me, too. And to answer your question, I'm pretty sure that the Libertarians will run a presidential candidate. Again, when you have the... As you know, Therese, when the rules are so...
Oh.
So stacked against you.
Exactly.
I mean, this is it's just a little more sophisticated form of the way they stacked it in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
But it's the results are the same. In fact, the results are worse. Congress, the incumbents get elected to a higher percentage rate in this country than during the worst years of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're right. So
it's a corrupt system. I think it has some rhetorical value for third parties, so-called third parties, to run candidates and to run a presidential candidate. But my belief, Therese, now is that we've gone beyond politics. The resolution to our problems is going to be beyond politics.
I can understand that.
Political theater and active nonviolent civil disobedience and nullifying laws on the jury, I think, are the ways to go. Because the establishment has total control over the political system, as you say, from cradle to grave. From third parties trying to challenge them to get on the ballot to the actual ballot process.
Right.
So, you know, are we wasting our time? Are we spinning our wheels even running candidates? I'm not sure.
I think you should still keep trying.
Maybe so. Maybe for its rhetorical benefit. Maybe we should. It's a lot of resources for very little political result. I mean, as far as votes, at least, are concerned.
I understand that, but, you know, at least we can say we tried. And then when everybody's in the same concentration camp together,
right.
You can say, well, you know, we wanted to do something for you, but people are so dumbed down and brainwashed, and the mind control is out of going out of whack over here, and they don't want to listen. And they can, you know, things are happening right in front of us, and you were talking about control and licenses and permission for this. What about, and then even the animals have to be vaccinated, have to be... Just everything.
Oh, now, didn't they pass a law that you have to pay extra money if you don't have your animal fixed?
I recall that.
I'm pretty sure that now if you haven't fixed your animal, it's going to cost you more.
It could be. Well, didn't they pass the law whereby you had to have a carbon monoxide detector in your home, state of Illinois? I think they
just passed that
just recently.
Oh, no, well, I saw part of that bill was... It's punishable by like years in prison or a huge fine if you purposely destroy a carbon monoxide detector in your own home.
This is terrible that you can't. This is. You know, you think that these things would wake people up, but I don't know. And then,
well, people are so worried about their security. I think that they're just blinded. They're just blinded, and they don't understand. They really don't have a concept of what freedom's supposed to be about.
No, they don't.
Most people don't.
No, they don't.
And they don't understand the police state unless it slaps them in the face.
And it's, unfortunately, it might.
Right.
Yeah, it just
might. But that's the unfortunate thing, is that 90 to 95% of Americans, probably people worldwide, so either don't have the ability or choose not to think abstractly. They can only think in concrete terms, from their own self, narrow self-interest.
Well, you know, when I complain to people about the way I've been searched at the airport, they say, it's just for your safety. I said, it is not. I said, you can look at me and...
What do you have to hide, Therese? As long as you're not violating any laws, you ought to welcome all that.
Oh, yeah, I just love it. I just love it when I have to take off my shoes, take off my coat, and then one time I was... they use that scanner on you, and then one time I was going to Alaska, I had to take off my boots. I said, you know, I'm going to Alaska, and I need these boots. They're cold. They keep me warm, and I happen to wear them on the plane, because I always freeze on the plane anyway. And it's thoroughly disgusting. But you know what I am convinced to? That the so-called, all these security people they hire, this is a way of putting people to work. And they shouldn't, in other words, they have too many, many people there. They don't need this at all. And because they destroyed the economy over here and a lot of people have lost their jobs, so they just...
Well, it's make work for the police state. I mean, it's just one more way of controlling people.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
That's right.
So, well, thanks for your call, Therese. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. We have Bob. Hello, Bob.
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
When you're getting on this immigration issue a little bit, I wanted to run by something that I had heard the other day, and that is that the Pew Research had done a poll in Mexico and had asked the Mexican people whether they have planned to move to the United States, and 47% of them indicated that they had plans to do that. Now, there are 105 million Mexicans. Can our economy absorb 50 million of these people?
Well, I believe you're asking the wrong question, Bob. The assumption of your question assumes, I think, a static economic model, first of all. Well, anytime you use the term absorb, it's assuming a certain economic model that I don't believe in, and I don't think is akin to reality. The process of economics is dynamic. And the economy can absorb. No, it can use. It can prosper with as many productive people who want to engage in it. Every time there's a voluntary exchange, Bob, I think that we're all better off for it.
Well, okay, you know, the people that are coming here are largely just moderately educated, and there are only so many of those jobs that. These people.
So they'll only take the kind of jobs that are worthy of their education, and they may be low-paying jobs. But if the market provides for those jobs, well, who cares? I don't see the point.
It doesn't make any sense to artificially prop up wage rates to by keeping people out, does it? That just means we're going to be paying more and more for goods and services.
Well, let me expand it. You know, there are 250 million people in South and Central America. So can we absorb 100 million of them?
Well, you're still using the term absorb, which I really disagree with. Bob?
Okay.
Because that assumes an economic process that's more akin to the belief in socialism than free markets.
The market will adapt to these people.
One way or another. And if the market says we don't need any more people employed, then the jobs aren't going to be available and they are not going to come. This is a false fear thing going on, Bob. It's a false hearsay because the market won't handle that. The market will say,
I have great optimism about the market, but again, these people are moderately educated. And another fear of the.
Does it take a lot of education to dig a hole? In landscaping.
I sent you an email about the M13 gangs in Mexico and Central and South America. Are you concerned that any of these illegals may be gang members?
Again, you're looking at a symptom. So the gang members would have no power at all in this country if it were for all the laws making economic activities illegal.
No. Ed, come on. Ken. I'm sorry, Ken. Do you think gangs...
I think the biggest generator of gangs today in the world is the illegal drug market. Absolutely. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. Pardon me?
I wouldn't disagree with you.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with you on
that. So you legalize drugs as any libertarian society should, take away all those hosts of problems surrounded by the black marketing of drugs, and you take most of the force, not to say you have more gangs, I think you take 90% of the problem of gangs away, because 90% of what they're engaged in is illegal drug activity.
I don't know about that. You know, there are other forms of graft that they can...
Gun running. Yeah. Now, should we be restricting the sale of guns? As a libertarian, I don't think so. So you go up and down. Prostitution? I don't think prostitution should be illegal.
Yeah.
You free the world up in a libertarian society, and the whole concept of gangs virtually goes away or becomes a very minute problem.
I don't know.
I'm very more concerned with a gang in Washington, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, let me mention one other thing. I went down to that May 1st rally down in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've gotten any reports from anybody about that.
Not much.
I was shocked. I was prepared that there would be socialist literature or progressive literature. I went to the tables at Union Park, and there was nothing but revolutionary communist literature. Fidel Castro.
Right. I understand, and of course, you and I both disagree with those philosophies, Bob, but that does not mean you're employing a guilt by association argument. Just because they're wrong about the kind of government a lot of these people are supporting, so-called illegal immigration, just because they have a different concept of what we have, and that doesn't mean they're wrong about the immigration issue.
Well, okay, but if these people agree with the positions of the people that were promoting this, I mean, we are looking for we're going to be having a radical group of immigrants here that are going to be allied with the left.
Yeah, I don't think, I think the left is using them.
And demanding more services.
I agree, with you. I understand where you're coming from. I agree that that would be a problem. First, I would say that the left, as they always do, they're just using to the immigrants for their own issues, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, to the extent that they would have those philosophies, if we would do what I'm suggesting we do, get rid of all the welfare, in other words, get rid of the socialist police state we have in this country, then the lure is gone for them. So those who want that kind of government aren't going to come, because they're not going to have a chance.
The vitality of our economy will always be superior to that in Mexico. So there will always be a magnetic draw to this country. You know, even if we had a...
Only a draw for the productive, if we get rid of the welfare. The not productive are not going to come in here, if they didn't for my parents' generation. You know, I'm a third-generation Czech, from Czechoslovakia. and or the Irish, or you name it, the Italians, they were productive people because there was no welfare lure.
Yeah, I suppose, but still, people...
I mean, unless you're saying that Mexicans are naturally lazy or socialists, or I don't believe that.
Well, still, a minimum wage in this country is still more than what people make in Mexico.
Do we agree as libertarians that there not should be a minimum wage?
I agree, but that's the reality of it.
So we get rid of the stupid minimum wage law too.
Yeah.
And the prices are going to keep continuing to go down. We're going to have goods and services that we can afford once again.
Well, while we're putting together this libertarian society over the next 10 years, if we get it in place in the next 10 years, there will be so many more that will already be here. It's going to be mind-boggling.
I think we take away the welfare and we take away the lure, just like that, overnight, my opinion.
Okay, nice talk with you.
I appreciate it, Bob.
Okay, bye.
All right, this is Freedom Rings, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine. We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
The memory of pain and suffering fades with time. But can we allow ourselves to forget the way that we felt on September 11, 2001? Within hours of the attack, Americans were told that Osama and 19 hijackers were responsible. But what if most of what you've been told about 9/11 is a lie? Stand with the growing number of Americans who are asking the tough questions about what happened on September 11th. Join us in Chicago, June 2nd through the 4th, for a truly historic event. 9/11, revealing the truth, reclaiming our future, an intensive weekend including presentations, workshops, strategy sessions, and abundant networking opportunities for the growing number of 9/11 activists. For more information, call 831-325-3135. That's 831-325-3135, or visit 911revealingthetruth.org.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law.
a juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
And you may see tonight an illegal crowd. It don't cost very much, but it lasts me a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? So I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, I'm no fun.
Okay, folks, we are back to Freedom Rings. We got a lot of calls on already, so let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, I'm glad to see you fired up. Well, I just wanted to call in and give you some good news. We've had a little victory on the tax front.
Yeah?
Most of your listeners know about Joe Bannister and Bob Schultz and all those, but
right.
A while back, Aaron Russo had his movie shown here in St. Charles at the Arcata,
right.
America from Freedom to Fascism.
Right.
Well, State Senator Chris Lawson attended the movie.
Right.
Last week on your sister station of the South, I had the privilege of talking to State Senator Chris Lawson about that movie, and he's very concerned about the ratification process of the amendment. So he's looking into that. So I'd encourage all your listeners to call his office and simply say, look at the state of Kentucky.
Does he have Bill Benson's book now?
I advise him to get Bill Benson's book. If he couldn't afford it, I would gladly buy him a copy and loan it to him. But I told him all he has to do is look at the state of Kentucky and look how they reversed the vote, and right there is fraud. Article 1, you're ready to go to court. Second victory we had, you may not have heard this, but I'll give you my source. This is from Newsday.com. The article was written by a staff writer by the name of Robert Kessler, and it basically states that a tax bull was acquitted, arguing that salaries are not taxable, and was found not guilty of evading federal income tax, and the IRS says his clients must pay nevertheless, but he was tried on 36 charges of filing false or fraudulent tax returns.
Wow.
Claiming his clients had no taxable income because they had salaries and wages.
What's his name?
The individual was charged, let me see here, kind of blah 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 down to here. And Paul Petrino was the gentleman that was not or found acquitted. Paul Petrino.
What town? Where was the trial held? You know,
Long Island in the U.S. District Court in the Central Islip in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But he was found not guilty.
And that happened in the last what? Couple of weeks or
May 4th, 2006, when this state line on this news report I got.
Fantastic. Good.
But,
the word's getting out. The word's getting out, Mike.
I just wanted to, you know, let all your listeners know, call State Senator Chris Lawson, encourage him to look into this. He was not really interested in arguing the other debates, you know, about, you know, what is income, what's corporate profit. But even if we can strike at the 16th Amendment itself, like I said, it doesn't matter how the tree falls, long as it falls.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for your call.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it. All right, we'll be back after a few messages.
This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000.
877-477-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The memory of pain and suffering fades with time. But can we allow ourselves to forget the way that we felt on September 11, 2001? Within hours of the attack, Americans were told that Osama and 19 hijackers were responsible. But what if most of what you've been told about 9/11 is a lie? Stand with the growing number of Americans who are asking the tough questions about what happened on September 11th. Join us in Chicago, June 2nd through the 4th, for a truly historic event. 9/11, revealing the truth, reclaiming our future, an intensive weekend including presentations, workshops, strategy sessions, and abundant networking opportunities for the growing number of 9/11 activists. For more information, call 831-325-3135. That's 831-325-3135, or visit 911revealingthetruth.org.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Ring. So quickly, we got John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ken. I'd like to answer Bob. The bad immigration laws prohibiting people coming into this country, plus the minimum wage laws, sent millions of jobs overseas. Televisions, VCRs, computers, computer components are all made in the Far East because we don't have people here that will work for what they can make them there for.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. All right, quotation of the week. This from Edward R. Murrow. We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. When the loyal opposition dies, I think the soul of America dies with it.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.